Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
No Bulls on parade just yet. They get a win last night. We will talk about that later on. I am Jeff Meller, though, alongside Deion Miller.
Good morning.
A special Super Bowl rendition of Meller and Miller as Peggy is...
on assignment.
Okay.
No, she's at a wedding in Costa Rica. She sends her love. Wouldn't that be lovely? I said it so haphazardly as I looked at our temperatures of 16 degrees this morning.
Listen, good for Peggy.
Yeah, good
nobody
for Peg.
Nobody else, though, is in Costa Rica,
no.
So it's kind of like, well, good for Peggy.
Yeah.
We've got the Super Bowl to look forward to tomorrow, and I cannot wait to talk about it.
Same.
I personally, Deion, have a little shindig planned with some friends. Not a big thing, but a couple of friends coming over, and we will watch Bengals and Rams in Super Bowl 56. However,
Okay. However,
this is perhaps apropos that we make a line change right now with the hockey show. Because it feels like an ice rink in my house right now.
No! What is happening?
So, it turns out that my furnace is not currently working.
How did you discover this?
So,
other than being freezing in your own home. Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, I came home from work around 1:30.
Okay.
And as we speak, the house is empty because my family is currently in Breckenridge, taking in a little ski vacay, short one. And so they're about there, and I come home around 1:30 yesterday, and I realize it's a little bit chilly in the house, and we're normally, we've got the scheduled heater, house generally is around 70 degrees, and I walk in, and it says 68,
but
it is not 69, almost nice, but it's 68 in my house, and I look, and it says, okay, I've got it manually set for 70, so what's going on here? Something's up, clearly.
Yeah.
And I notice on my thermostat, there is sensor error. But it's in the left-hand corner.
Okay.
Not very pronounced. And now I'm sitting there staring at the thermostat, something I look at every single day, wondering, has this been here the entire time?
Right.
Is this something I shouldn't be concerned about? Or is this new? So I'm having that debate in my head. And coming to no realization as to whether or not it has been there for years or if it has just appeared. So, temperature says 68. Starting to go, all right, well, what's going on here? And it's 1:30 in the afternoon, and I start messing around with it, overriding it manually.
Yeah.
Trying to hit a bunch of buttons, knowing what none of them do, and hoping I can find my way to a solution. And eventually... the fans kick on, and it starts to respond. And so the temperature starts to climb throughout the house. All right, good. I think we've managed this problem. Mr. Fix-It Jeff Meller has everything under control around the
house. Handyman. Who knew?
And so we go about the day, just going to kick back, relax, get ready, watch some sports tonight. That would be Friday night last night. And get ready for today's show. And sure enough... at some point around 5:30, 6 o'clock, I realize I've tossed on a blanket.
And
I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. I don't usually have blankets on, when it's not 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Let's go back over to the thermostat and investigate. And so I do. And now I recognize that the temperature has now fallen to 67 degrees.
Okay.
So something is clearly wrong.
Going wrong.
I have it set still for 70 degrees. This is a problem. It is not responding. So, sure enough, I go ahead and start to make the call, the 24-hour hotline for the HVAC, Alltemp, and they're there. I have to give, I have to give my name, my number. It's 24 hours, but there's no one there to answer. They're gonna send that message along, and somebody will call me back.
Of course they will.
So it's
on a Friday night.
Friday night. Yep. 6:30 Friday night, and Meller has a heating issue. So I get the call back, and the dilemma is posed to me that, well, we can send someone out tonight, or we can send someone out tomorrow. Problem is, tonight being Friday night, that all of the warehouse supply chains are closed at this instance.
Right.
So if my service technician does not actually have the part needed to make the fix, Well, there's nothing
there's
he can
nothing
do.
Nothing he can do. So he'd have to come back anyway.
It right. sounds like I'm being talked into the idea of having them come over Saturday morning.
Okay.
So I'm thinking to myself, and the person I'm on the other end of the line with is telling me, Dion, you know, it's a crapshoot. You're rolling the dice. I can't help you either way. I don't know what's going to happen here. And so I'm like, all right, well.
Did you check the current like outdoor temp and think, could I just manage this with some blankets overnight? Because our temperatures, yesterday was a roller coaster, right? It was like almost 50. It was that faux spring season that we get in Chicago that you think we've passed it. And then it's 12 and you're like, okay, no, it's still winter.
So great question. The reason this is an issue but not completely disastrous is I have two furnaces. I have the upstairs furnace and the downstairs furnace. So the main floor, which has hardwood floors, you know, it's chilly on the main floor because that's the furnace that's not currently working. Upstairs, though, with all the bedrooms, 70 degrees, no problem. So basically, you know, when I came down this morning from sleeping, it was like anyone nice who's ever worked in the service industry when you're, you know, if you've worked at a restaurant, you know, when you walk in and out of the freezer, that's essentially what I had going on between my upstairs and downstairs. I come down from 70 degrees into roughly 54, 53 degrees for the main floor. And clearly I'm, you know, I know, but that was this morning. I make the call last night, and as the person is telling me, well, I don't really know what good it's going to do you if he can't fix it on the spot tonight. So your best bet is probably just to have our technician come out on Saturday morning. All right. Thinking it through. Sure, that's probably the best plan. I go, you know what? Wait, I think it through, and I'm like, you know what? Not going to work. I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah,
I cannot. We cannot make. Let's send. I hate to do it. I know it's Friday night, but you guys are 24 hours. You have this service. Let's send him on out tonight. Okay. So they do that. And as I'm thinking it through, I'm batting it back and forth. I was like, what am I doing this for? Why am I asking him to come out tonight? It doesn't make any sense. So I call back and I'm like, you know what? Let's just have him come out tomorrow because if the warehouse are going to be closed, it doesn't do me any good, I guess. So there's no, you know what? The real reason I decided to have them come over sit where I had made the switch in my head was because she told me, well, he'll be there sometime between 8 and 11.
Everybody
hates the window. There's no doubt about it. And I'm okay with setting the expectations so that if he arrives early, I'm happy about it. I completely understand it. However, the 8 to 11 time frame, I'm doing the math in my head. If he actually does arrive around 10:30 and he actually can fix it, but it takes him 2-3 hours.
Right.
Now we're looking at like a 2-3 a.m. you know, stranger in my house.
Right.
Which, whatever. I mean, I'm not worried about that, but I'm worried about the fact that, you know, you just want to go to bed.
Right, totally.
So I'm thinking this through. I'm like, all right, that's not going to do any good. Let's just have him come over on Saturday after I'm done with work. So I call back.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I have to have the weird conversation with the answering service.
Hey, this is just me.
I just talked to the maid person 10 minutes ago, and I've changed my mind. So if you could have her call me back so that we can actually get this rescheduled. So she calls me back 5 minutes later, and at this point, I'm like, you know, I think you're probably right. It doesn't do any good to have them come out tomorrow or tonight. Have them come out tomorrow morning. Okay, we'll get you down. He'll be out between 8 and 11 a.m. Whoa.
Not gonna work.
I will not be here. We can't do anything until 2 p.m. And that's when she goes, well, that doesn't do any good because at that point, the warehouses are closed again for the weekend. I was like,
gosh.
This call was completely irrelevant. Send him back out tonight.
Oh, my word.
So my man, Richard Camacho of All Temp, arrived around 8:30 last night, and he informed me that something was up with the motherboard. That's why it kind of actually reacted at one point when I was messing around with it and started to pump some heat, but then everything's going crazy. He's like, that's the reason you're kind of having all these issues, but the good news is if I can get the part tomorrow, we can hopefully take care of it. It won't be a huge issue. Okay, so that's the plan. So he is hopefully, as we speak,
picking up said part.
Either he's already tracked it down and picking it up. But that was my evening last night as my current Super Bowl little gathering is completely in limbo.
In limbo.
To see if we have working heat. Because as I said, it was, when I left, about 54 degrees on the main floor. So
frustrating. So I'm not good at, like, that sort of furnace stuff. So I remember we first moved into our house. We have two as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the main furnace was not working. The one that heats bedrooms and the living space and the kitchen. And like that was not working. And so I am in a panic. I have little kids, like toddlers. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't put them to bed in 34-degree bedrooms. Sure. Like, it's freezing. So I'm worried. I hadn't noticed right away. And so it got cold really fast. And so I ended up calling our tech, who lives in the neighborhood. And, of course, I'm paying the emergency moment fee or whatever. He comes over and in about 40 seconds walks down to the furnace. And he's like, you know that little light switch on there? It looks like somebody turned it off.
Oh.
And that was the only problem.
Yep. Yeah.
See, those things I didn't even know how to troubleshoot. Like,
yeah.
My favorite engineering thing is, so I'll just unplug it and plug it back in.
Oh, yeah, that's always, yeah.
Now, and I would have done said thing, but I didn't know, I was worried because I was home alone with toddlers.
No doubt
about
it.
So I was worried about that.
I think that's a reasonable concern.
But now I know that the light switch should always be up on your furnace.
Yes, first, now you got that one covered.
So there's a, call me if you have issues.
Did you check your light switch? Is it on?
I know. Is
first
it on?
I reset the fuse box. Everything was going.
We
did that first just to make sure. But sure enough, so hopefully the Meller household will have a solution. The one upside, if you want to find some silver lining in all of this, my dog, who's a Shiba Inu, she's got a very thick coat. I think she had her best night of sleep ever last night
because it was so comfortable.
It was in the mid to low 50s, and she was like, when I came down to wake her up, she was like sound asleep.
I
startled her when I came over and said, all right, you got to go out because I have to go to work here soon. 312-332-3776. I'm Jeff Meller along with Dion Miller. We're doing a special Super Bowl edition of Meller and Miller for you. 312-332-3776. If you'd like to tell us, hey, I'm curious, who are people out there rooting for?
Yeah.
Are you in the Rams corner right now, or do you like Joe Burrow and the Bengals? That's something I'd be curious to hear from listeners out there.
I'm curious too, like as fans of teams that are not involved, like how invested are you? How invested do you get in the Super Bowl? Because let's face it, Bears fans have had more Super Bowls of non-participation than the opposite. So who are you cheering for? How are you? Do you celebrate the Super Bowl?
Because
I do.
And how will you be? What will you be doing tomorrow?
Yes,
you got a party to go to? What's the plan? Dion will be working. And she's been doing that now for several years. So
several
I'd like to
years.
Pick her brain about what a Super Bowl Sunday entails for her as she gets set to do the sportscast for ABC7. I'm Jeff Meller along with Dion Miller. This is ESPN 1000.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000.
Super Bowl 56 set for 5:30 tomorrow. 5:30 kickoff. Is it 5:30? Is it 5:37? I never know what time.
Smack in the middle of my sportscast, so I don't pay attention until I'm done.
I never know what times I can actually trust for the kickoff. Of course, I would assume most of our listeners out there right now will be consuming a lot of the pregame festivities.
Yes. Have they started? I feel like the pregames have probably started.
Good point. You're probably right. I would imagine. You know what?
Full NFL Network probably.
I was just going to say. Tyler, give us a quick check, and Tyler's going to switch the channel here inside the first Midwest
Bank station. If you're watching on Twitch, can I acknowledge that my son is here? If you're watching on Twitch, you see him over my shoulder.
He's waving.
My son Cash is here, had a little childcare snafu, and here he is.
I have furnace issues, you have childcare issues, but we're going to plow
fine.
Through
we're
and get it
here.
Done.
We're here.
So CBS has their pregame, it's in commercial right now, but the pregame has started for CBS. Who doesn't even have the rights
they
this
They don't
year?
Have the rights. That's why they're trying to fool you into thinking they do.
Ooh, shrewd move by CBS.
It is. Like, turn it on now and forget, and you don't remember that it's on a rival network that will remain nameless?
I'm trying to think when, you know, at some point during the season, when the season begins, I usually check, okay, which network has the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah.
And then inevitably I will forget, you know, about a month or two into the season. And I usually don't worry about it until the playoffs are about to kick off and get ready to go. And usually what happens is as, you know, the final week of the regular season is unfolding and they're starting to figure out, okay, who's playing who for the playoffs. That's when whatever network has the Super Bowl will remind you and inform you, don't forget, we've got this year's Super Bowl. And so shrewd move by CBS here, fooling anybody who doesn't know that, hey, Super Bowl coverage is getting ready.
You know what? I'll be honest about this. I'm excited about the game. I am, because I live with a lifelong diehard Bengals fan. My husband grew up in the area, has always loved the Bengals. And so he's been wearing his Bengals stuff with pride throughout the playoffs. Like, he's so in. So I am excited about the game. I am inappropriately excited about the halftime show. Inappropriately. These are my people. This is my musical roots, my hip hop roots of Mary J. Blige and Eminem and Snoop and Dr. Dre. It's like the best concert compilation, and some fools want to play football around it. That's how I feel right now, because I'm so excited for the halftime show.
So I think a lot of people out there are. And you know what? You brought it up, so let's get into it. I do want to ask you, too, about how a Super Bowl Sunday unfolds for you, because you are doing your job. But
correct.
You also told me this morning you were very excited, you were so excited about the Super Bowl trailer that you watched it multiple times.
I did.
Is that correct?
I did watch it multiple times. Here it comes. All right, listen, just listen. Like, those of you who are my age, every beat drop, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, take you right back to mid-90s. Here it comes.
Now, little Eminem, more early 2000s.
More early 2000s, yeah.
We're just setting the stage here
right now, and then it's going to... Oh my gosh. He's so good. But the thing that got me... Okay, I'm going to wait, because I want to hear the beat drops. Is this Mary J?
Not yet.
Oh, I mean, oh my gosh. We all know it.
And
it'll be clean, and it should be clean, right? So family friendly, which is helpful.
Interesting. Yeah.
My kids are going to be like, you listened to this?
Well, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to introduce your two children. I mean, Cash is 11. I think he has to listen to Doggy Style, the uncensored version. Yeah. He's at that stage now where...
Yeah, you think so?
I
don't know if I'm ready.
Well, let me tell you, Dion. I'm almost positive Doggy Style came out when I was in fifth grade. And I remember... Oh. I had the CD, was it the CD? It probably was the tape cassette. Yeah. It was probably the tape cassette. Nevertheless, do you remember the artwork for Doggy Style?
I don't.
Oh my goodness.
It was bad.
It probably shaped the debaucherous nature that I've lived my life through. And this is Mary J. Blige as I
love
talk
Mary
over.
J.
Sorry, I don't want to.
No.
But as we go down the Doggy Style road here, the.
I gotta stop rapping with her.
No, you don't. That's exactly what this is for. I think anybody who was younger, if you were in middle school or high school, the artwork for Doggy Style was a cartoon, a full-fledged cartoon of Snoop Doggy Dogg and his daily, what it consisted of, but as a dog. It was kind of like a knockoff of Snoopy. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Like, it was like a full-fledged, like, comic book. And I remember reading this in fifth grade as my teacher, I believe that as my teacher, Mrs. Doherty, would teach math or social studies. And I would be under my desk kind of just reading this profane exploits of Snoop Doggy Dogg and what his life consisted of. Little Dre here for you.
So good. And then after I went on this musical deep dive and I was listening to all of these again, which some of those Eminem songs were kind of like, whoa, wow, I was not ready. And even the Snoop stuff was a little bit like, wow, I wasn't ready for how aggressive it was. I mean, I knew it was, but like, it's been so long since.
Yes.
Anyway, I digress. My deep dive was on how old these people are now. And I was startled a little bit. Mary J's 50.
Mm-hmm.
Dre's 56.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop's 50.
Yes.
Eminem's 49.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
Wow.
What's
crazy is that growing up, I thought, wow, they are so much older than me. Guess what? They're not.
Nope.
They're not that much older than me.
It just
Yikes.
Felt that way, right?
It felt that way. But I was stunned that Forgot About Dre was, how long ago? That song was 2000?
Oh, yeah, right around there. Yeah,
right around
Eminem,
2000.
Because that's what, like, Eminem hit the scene in the late 90s, right?
Yeah,
when he became kind of famous, I think, for the most part.
I mean, I love hip-hop. I genuinely do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, so my brother, my brother is a little bit younger than me. He can rap like that. And I'm not making it up. Like, verbatim, he could keep up with Eminem. It's kind of impressive.
Now, does he write his own lyrics?
He has. Ooh. When he was in high school, him and his buddy, Emmanuel, this was in Florida, they used to freestyle outside their high school all the time. Now, we're a white family, but he has a gift. He has a gift of doing it. I can't do that, but yeah, it's impressive.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, I think if Eminem has proved anything, it's that, you know, the, you know, rapping is certainly,
what
you know,
he's so talented.
Yes. There's no, you know, it doesn't have to be, there's no racial divide. Like, if you want to be a good rapper and you want to put in the time and work on the craft, you can do
totally.
It. But yeah, no, definitely Doggy Style, The Chronic.
Oh my gosh.
Those two albums definitely helped shape my formative youth as well. So I'm very excited about the Super Bowl halftime show. How do you watch the Super Bowl halftime show, DM? Because you will be working for
ABC7. Because it's not on the Mighty 7. Because the game is not on the Mighty 7. We're going to pretend it's not going on until 5:30. We got other things to talk about. No, I'm just kidding. We will. We always have. I've worked now maybe 10 straight Super Bowl Sundays. And we always have a potluck at work.
Okay.
Yeah, at ABC. And we show out, man. People bring wings. My personal kryptonite is chips and guac.
Yeah,
I mean, I have no control. It's the greatest.
Do you have a favorite particular guac or any guac? I mean, most guacs will do, but is there one that you have a personal favorite?
I don't know. I mean, I've bought some from Fresh Farms that's really good because I know that they make it like right there, which is really nice. I don't know. I'm not that picky. I need it to have a little kick. It needs to have kick.
Yeah,
I love anything with buffalo sauce on it, buffalo wing sauce on it too.
Okay.
I love that.
I'll definitely do a little buffalo sauce at times, but it's not my first choice.
Okay.
I'm usually like if we're doing wings, like if we can do like a Caribbean jerk style, like that's more my cup of tea, but I'm not going to turn down some buffalo wings if they happen to be.
But I'm the person at the station that, and my coworkers will attest. Like, I enjoy the chips and guac. I love all of those things. If somebody bring a cheese platter, that's awesome. I always bring the veggie tray. This should surprise no one.
You're the one.
You
and my wife, Deanne.
The veggie tray with hummus.
And Danny Zetterman.
And Danny Zetterman would too. You're right.
You guys are the worst of the worst at the Super Bowl party.
I know, and then I load my plate with like all the veggies and like just a little bit of the other stuff. And people are like, "What is wrong with you? It's the Super Bowl.
Yes, it is for gluttony."
My mother was the same way. We always make the veggie tray.
The worst.
You can count on me.
and you probably consume 50% of the vegetable tray.
And I take it home.
So
it's a dual purpose. Then I have veggies for the week.
We're here. We're here for you guys today talking Super Bowl. We have plenty to cover. Kevin is in Portage Park. And we asked the question, hey, if you're a Bears fan, who is your rooting interest in? Deanne told us that her husband, a lifelong Bengals fan, is rooting hard for the Bengals. Does that mean you're rooting for the Bengals?
I guess so. I mean, by proxy. Okay. It's not the Browns, but whatever.
Kevin is in Portage Park. He is on the other side of this. Kevin, what's going on? You're on with Meller and Miller on ESPN 1000.
My name is Jim, actually.
Jimmy. Kevin, Jimmy. We're all friends here. What's going on, man?
Your family.
Yeah, no. I'm pulling for the Rams. I grew up in Georgia, and half my family went to the University of Georgia. So Matthew Stafford, Leonard Floyd, Sony Michel. So I've got them all the way.
Kevin, are you normally a Falcons fan then?
Actually, I grew up a Steelers fan.
Wow.
I by the time I was 5 years old, I had already lived in four states. And one of the states that I lived in was Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. I spent most of my life in the state of Georgia. So I am a Falcons fan, but Steelers first and foremost.
So you're pulling with the Rams because you'd like to see Matthew Stafford get that elusive Super Bowl because he's had some very long seasons in Detroit.
Very long seasons in Detroit and almost a real close camp at a national championship at Georgia, too.
Sure.
So,
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get Jim/Kevin on the board for the Rams today.
Jim/Kevin.
Listen,
well,
man.
Tyler, that wasn't even close.
He said Kevin, all right? And I'm sticking to it. I don't know if we can tap the phones or something. He said Kevin.
Listen, it's a he said situation.
I'm just glad he called, okay? I'm just glad he called.
So, but you're welcome to call us 2312-332-3776. Let us know what team you're rooting for tomorrow. And are you excited for the Super Bowl halftime show? I would say I'm with you. I am. This one, the lineup that they have put together, right in my wheelhouse as well. Oh. So that will be very good as well. And we haven't really dug into it. I do have to get into more details about what a Super Bowl Sunday is like for Deanne Miller as she works through it. But also, has to watch it intently and figure out what's going on. So I want to do that. We'll do that next here on ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Facebook at ESPN Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
A good bumper.
It's a good bumper. Although I'm feeling like we need some more Mary J. Blige in our lives and a little Eminem next time.
Zetterman, Danny Zetterman, Joe McCardle, you've heard it from Dion Miller. The request has been made.
The
a little more Mary J. Blige, please.
Yes. Real love.
For our bumpers in and out of breaks, if you could. You know what, too? Here's the great thing about being a producer as well, Dion.
What's
I know
that?
The tricks of the trade, and I can actually tell Tyler. I can get him up to speed, and we can probably even sneak in a little Mary J. Blige bumper before we get out of here.
That'd be awesome. I'm going to be on a kick all week then, listening to these albums again.
It started
last night, and I'll carry it through.
There you go. We can do that. As we are getting set for the Super Bowl, which is now, what are we going to call it, roughly 30 hours away, a little less than 30 hours away from Super Bowl 56, Rams and Bengals. And, of course, your Super Bowl parties. What are you doing? What foods are you looking forward to? What are must-haves for you at your Super Bowl party? Deanne's a veggie tray person. She is the one. She's the person at the party.
I want the other things, but I want to be the buzzkill when I bring the veggie tray in.
Deanne's the person at the party who walks in with the veggie tray, and you just roll your eyes as you turn your back.
Seriously?
Pretty much.
I know.
She's the toothbrush household, too, on Halloween.
Halloween, yes.
what else do they give out?
Toothbrushes and...
bag of pennies, maybe?
Raisins. A box of raisins. No.
Okay.
We have real candy in our house.
She hands out bags of vegetables.
I do.
Tyler, on Halloween.
Fresh out of the garden.
Yes, yep. Right. I'm not that bad. But I do that.
All right.
The veggie tray.
So I do want to know though a little bit about your day, because as you mentioned, you've been, you know, working on Sundays. You do the weekend sportscast at ABC 7. So you've been, while everybody else around the world is psyched and getting set to go to their Super Bowl parties, it is an event. It is, you know, one of the last cultural milestones that we all consume together.
Yeah.
In this world of streaming where everything, no one watches TV shows together anymore for the most part. It's that last cultural touchdown we still have in this country. But you,
Deion
Miller, are working.
And
so how does that, what's the standard Super Bowl Sunday for Deion?
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but tomorrow morning at, tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m., Northwestern and Illinois play. So that will be the first thing that I watch tomorrow. And then peppered in with the pregames. And then I'll watch it, but... It is not the same. Growing up, Super Bowl Sunday was a holiday in my house, like in many houses.
Mm-hmm.
But as a kid, I remember we had a Super Bowl party, a family one. We would have families over. It was awesome. It was a holiday. It was wonderful. And so it's still that. I still have that feeling of nostalgia that I love Super Bowl Sunday and I love to consume what everybody else is consuming. I wish it was on ABC 7, but it's not. We'll watch that, but we have to pay attention to other things. There are even some evening basketball games. I don't think any of our teams play. Because the Hawks played a night?
Correct. And well, usually the NBA doesn't
takes
go head
off.
To head.
Right. They know. They know.
I mean, I think every sport has come to the conclusion that Super Bowl Sunday, the way for them, the path for every other thing that is not football, is to jump in before the game gets going.
1,000%. 1,000%. And I feel like, does DePaul play tomorrow?
Boy,
too?
you're peppering me.
DePaul is today against Providence.
Oh, you're right. That is today, not tomorrow. You're right. My friends at DePaul.
I'll be honest. I haven't done the research on this, but I think most
things are earlier
have shut down.
They understand.
Nobody dares goes against the Super Bowl because what's the point?
What's the point?
You know,
unless you
have, and words to the wise for any, I do think this brings me to, I do know my daughter who's in a theater group.
Yeah.
And listen, there's a point where, you know, the arts and the sports diverge, right?
Yes. Yes.
So maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but my daughter informed me that her theater group, which is usually a 4-hour period every Sunday from 1 to 5, which gets right in the middle of my football Sundays. I always have to pick her up and drop her off. Well, she informed me that this upcoming Sunday is like the practice performance for her theater group.
Wow.
From
so. Gotta be there. 1 to 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
So parents, like, normally I just drop her off and they do, you know, they work on the choreography, the singing and the skits that they're putting together for this group. But this Sunday, they're, you know, parents are invited to come and see. And I will tell you where I will not be tomorrow, Tia, is at this practice performance as they get set.
Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
My son has hockey practice tomorrow.
At what time?
7:10 a.m.
Okay.
Because ice time, and they know. They know it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Listen, if you're a sports fan or if you're in youth sports, the Super Bowl, just don't get in the way.
Just don't.
Listen, as
well,
parents.
I'm sorry, I'm on the work schedule. That has gotten in the way.
A little different, but that's a little different. You'll admit that, right? That's your chosen path, your career.
Yes.
You have
to. I will own it. It's fine.
Yes. But for youth sports that even dare get in the way of this, don't do that.
That's just mean.
Because I'll tell you what. I, as a fan of the football, am not going to do whatever you have on the schedule and the agenda.
Right, we will opt out.
Yes. This is going to be a day off. We're
and
not
this
attending.
Year, it's different. So usually they say the Super Bowl, the day after the Super Bowl is the men's first, like the new year for men, right? Like they go on their diets and all the things after Super Bowl Sunday.
Did you know
that?
I did not know
that. Yes, that's what they typically say. But this
year. You know what? It's all of a sudden they're snapped into, I need to get healthier. Deanne brought the vegetable tray. This is my path forward, a healthy life.
I'm trying to do is set you up for your best life. That's mm-hmm. really what the veggie tray is about. But that's typically what they say is that men go on diets the Monday after the Super Bowl. However, mm-hmm. this year it's Valentine's Day.
Yes. This is definitely something.
This is a juxtaposition.
I want to talk
about. Because Monday is my Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating. We're not, like, you know, going on a diet on Monday after the Super Bowl.
So you have the day off because you're working on the Super Bowl, but a lot of people do not have Monday off.
I always wanted that, right.
And this has certainly the NFL shifting with the extra week and shifting the Super Bowl back on the calendar 1 week has created a lot of trouble for people out there because I think a lot of people were not aware that it fell right on Valentine's Day weekend, quote unquote, right? And of course, Valentine's Day is Monday. So I would imagine in previous years, if we weren't right up against the Super Bowl, lots of people would be going out either tonight or tomorrow to celebrate Valentine's Day because a lot of people want to do it on the weekend.
Totally.
And they don't, Monday's just, you're getting your week started. That's a tough ask to go out and have a romantic, even if, you know, you can do it. Some people will.
We do.
I do have reservations for my wife, but the question, I'm curious, anybody out there, because I know it happened with Carmen DeFalco. I think it kind of happened with Peggy, right? Where the wedding, she's in Costa Rica, right?
Yeah. Weren't aware that it was
lots of people
Super Bowl weekend.
Had no idea. Like they're aware, okay, first weekend in February is the Super Bowl weekend. So a lot of people who had to plan things out probably looked at this weekend, Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
No problem. That's not no never been
deal.
An issue. Never had to worry about
issue.
A Super Bowl and the Valentine's Day being on the same day or the same weekend. Well, now the NFL's coming for your holidays too. They've already got Thanksgiving. they've got their claws around Christmas because
the NFL is coming for your calendar.
And,
they're 12 like, months a year.
They're like Valentine's Day. It's only a matter of time before that's conference championship Valentine's Day.
Totally.
And they're going to bump the Super Bowl.
Now, why have they? Here's would we all as a society bristle at a Super Bowl Saturday? Then everybody would have Sunday off technically.
Of course not. I do think the NFL has always. I think they've been resistant though
because they own Sunday.
Yes,
that's why.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the biggest marquee event, they don't want to do it. And the truth is that a lot of people either take the Monday off after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, the people who really want to do it, or you just know going in you're going to have to, you know,
rally up on Monday.
Have a rough Monday. So if anyone's out there, do you have any Valentine's Day plans? Are you doing it tonight? Which is, you know, it's tough to kind of go all out. Knowing that you're probably going to have a pretty
all-out Sunday.
Yes.
I know.
Or are you going to, you're certainly not doing it on Super Bowl Sunday. So, are you waiting until Monday? Are you going to do something there? Or have you just kind of said, that's it? Valentine's Day, it's not happening this year. It's off. That's the question for you. 312-332-3776.
What if your significant other doesn't care about the Super Bowl?
Does
so
yours?
Your Valentine's gift.
Oh, about the Super Bowl. I thought you were going to say Valentine's Day.
No. We can talk about that later. No, we don't. We've reached that point of like, whatever. But no, what if your significant other doesn't care about the Super Bowl? And they're like, well, why wouldn't we go out on Sunday? We got time. We got stuff, to, you know. And your gift is you're not going to watch the Super Bowl. You're going to go out for Valentine's Day. Can you imagine? the furrow in your brow right now. You're like, Dion, you've gone off the rails. This is crazy talk.
Okay. Does that person that fictitious person you just created, does that person exist?
I'm sure they do.
No, I don't think they do. Does a sports fan, I don't care. First of all, Valentine's Day is on Monday, so you can either do the Saturday or the Monday. There's no reason to go out tomorrow and celebrate Valentine's Day. I guess let's counterpoint. Probably plenty of reservations available. Are you somebody
out
there?
I'm guessing there are plenty of reservations.
Are you
available?
Somebody out there who maybe was a bit slow in terms of, this is probably my furnace guy, I hope.
Oh, I bet it is.
I'm going to have to give him a ring back here in a moment. But I'm curious if that person actually exists where maybe you were late to the party on reservations and so you couldn't go out and make them for Monday because there's nothing good left, right?
Right.
You have to kind of be ahead of that. Or, and so you said, you know what? Sunday. There's all these reservations available. Everything's open. What's going on here? Does that person actually exist who is foregoing watching the Super Bowl or maybe the first half in honor,
in honor of a Valentine's?
Yes.
You could do Valentine's brunch on Sunday. And then, because I love brunch, man. And
is
then,
that a thing? That's not a thing, a Valentine's Day brunch?
Why can't it be a thing?
It could be.
Just drink champagne. Call it a thing. It's a thing.
Is it really?
It can be.
It can be, but is it a thing?
A Valentine's brunch? I don't know. Why not?
I mean,
can't any occasion be brunch?
See, you know why it can't be? Because it's not. It's the 14th. It's not like always on the weekend.
I guess. Easter
brunch is a thing.
You're right.
No doubt, right?
Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Mother's Day, always on Sundays. Those are brunch days.
Christmas can be brunch. Christmas brunch?
Yes, it could be. Yeah, that's in because everyone's always off on Christmas. But Valentine, you're not. You're going to work on Valentine's Day unless you're Dion Miller.
Unless you're me.
And you're working on the Super Bowl.
Then it's your Saturday and you're like, heck yeah, we're going out.
All right. So I guess let us know if you're the fictitious person that Dion Miller has created who is foregoing the Super Bowl for a romantic dinner
this
with their
significant other.
This would
not be anyone that I know and love.
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just curious.
I'm sure that person exists.
I don't think they do. But we'll find out as the
sojourns
on. Meller and Miller here for you on ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
I just audibly gasped.
Yes, you did.
Perfection, Tyler Aki. Perfection. I love it. Thank you so much.
The request was made for some Mary J. Blige, and Dion Miller gets it here on Meller and Miller as we get you set for Super Bowl Sunday, asking you what your plans are in regards to Valentine's Day, because it is also Valentine's Day on Monday, and asking if the fictitious person that Dion Miller created
exists. No one in the world thought.
But the way you laid it out, the sports fan.
Right. The sports fan.
I don't.
Like their significant other doesn't.
I don't believe.
Isn't into it.
I don't believe a true sports fan would forego the Super Bowl for maybe I'm completely wrong. I just feel like if you're a sports fan, it's
even for the sake of love. Even for the sake of your relationship.
Okay,
who's with somebody who doesn't like, who's a sports fan who's with somebody who doesn't
love sports? The limits, though, of what your...
It does.
Your true love? Like, here's my question. Sure. If you really put it to me and it's like, Jeff, your wife Michelle is asking you to go out for a romantic dinner on the night of the Super Bowl. And, I was pressed with this dilemma. True love... it's your soulmate.
Right.
Will you be out, at dinner? And I would say, listen, there's going to be food at the Super Bowl party, babe. There's no reason we need to do it tonight. We will do
you're
it tomorrow.
Right. We'll do it
That's
tomorrow.
That would be my, because if you're a sports fan, I don't see why you can't come to the agreement where you need to go out, on Super Bowl Sunday. I just don't the realization.
Maybe I'm crazy. I just think that there are people out there that are imbalanced in their relationships. They should have really prayed about that before they decided to get together.
I think you got out ahead of your skis there and just started creating these scenarios that don't
exist
in a plausible world.
Okay, well, whatever.
Let's try Larry, who's on the south side. Larry, you're on ESPN 1000 with Dion Miller and Jeff Meller. What's going on?
Hey, it's great to talk to you guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Me and my wife, we kind of looked at the schedule. It was kind of rough this weekend with everything going on. And we kind of compromised. My wife and I actually went out Thursday night to a steakhouse, and there was nobody there. It was,
that's awesome.
We had to run the whole restaurant, and then we're still going to have a little Super Bowl party on Sunday, and we'll have some friends over. And sometimes you just have to improvise and just kind of compromise and make the best of a bad situation, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant. That's exactly a brilliant move. And Thursday night is a great night to go out. Yes. I love to go out on Thursday night.
Yeah. Now, and listen, that's where you have to be, like Larry said, you improvise, be a little proactive. That was the 10th. So that was probably pushing the bounds of where right about, that's about the extreme. I don't think you could go do it on a Wednesday because now you're getting into, it's almost like you just wait till the next week to do
right.
it.
Right. You could, yeah.
So, but I mean, I guess do people
so
actually.
16th over doing it on the 9th.
I think honestly, I think for Valentine's Day, it's really tough to even do it on the 15th. It's
really,
I feel
it
like
feels
could, maybe
anything.
I'm wrong, but it feels to me like if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day, you almost have to do it before or on the day of. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, it's like if you do it before, you can be, you know, I'm so excited. I love you so much that I can't wait to celebrate Valentine's Day. We're going to do it before. But if it's on the 15th, it's like, ooh, did you forget?
Yeah, exactly. Like, are we,
right.
did
yeah,
you,
no,
did
I agree.
You get these chocolate, did you get these chocolate heart candies on discount? That's what it feels like, right? Like, yeah, the 15th, 16th, we'll do it
so,
then.
So like we've reached that point in our marriage and relationship. We've been together since 2007, mm-hmm. 15 years we've been together, almost 14 years married.
Okay.
We've reached that point where, like, we don't buy each other gifts for Valentine's
Day. You guys rushed into the marriage.
We did.
Less than a year. Look at that.
We didn't rush. Well,
clearly you guys.
The famous line from When Harry Met Sally.
Absolutely. I'm just saying we're like diametrically opposites because my wife and I met in college when we were 19. That was That was 99. And we got married in 2008.
Oh, okay.
So she always gets mad in some ways because when we say, you know, hey, we've been married for, you know, 13, going to be 14 years this year, she gets mad because she's like, yeah, we've been together for over 20. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So she feels slighted in that regard. But we were 19 when we met, so.
Yeah. So we were older when we met. My husband is older than I am.
Okay.
So, and I was, he had already been through, he had already had a run through. So
there you go, practice
we were ready. So
perfect.
It was like,
it right.
We just knew that mm-hmm. we were ready. I was a touch older than I thought I would be when I got married.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to derail us there. What were we talking about?
No, I was just saying that like I don't expect like big gifts on Valentine's Day. It's just like every day.
Do you know
I love you every day.
Do you remember at what point the Valentine's Day, you know, kind of, it was like, all right, this is flown the coop here. We're done with this. At least in terms of like going crazy.
It was probably very quick. I mean, I don't have expectations for that.
I do think once you get married, there's kind of like, that's the point where you reach and you're going, okay, well, it's not that we won't celebrate it, but
right.
the expectations for going all out. Now, listen, first year that you're married, a little different, right?
Right.
Certainly. But you know, once you get 2-3 years into marriage, Valentine's Day, it's just kind of a shrug of the shoulders. Maybe we will, maybe we won't for me.
Yeah, totally. Oh, same. Like, we don't have to. We're going to go out for lunch on Monday because the kids are in school and we can have a Valentine's lunch. Is that allowed?
Yes.
Am I allowed to have a Valentine's lunch?
You guys
going to
sneak in some brunch? Listen, it's all allowed.
I may make it brunch because I love brunch very much.
I think there's a market there, Dion, that if you want to capitalize on, you probably could start creating the Valentine's Day brunch.
Yes. I bet you could.
I think we could find
if you're going to take Monday off.
We can find some type of restaurant to partner up with. I think it's all out there.
As long as they serve champagne, I'm in.
Let's try Al, who's in Portage Park. Hey, Al, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, folks. So I'm a huge football fan. I'm the guy who spends 12 hours every Sunday with friends out watching all the games every week. I'm a big Chiefs fan, so football died with me 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
So this year, I would skip the Super Bowl. I'm flying solo. I'm not in a relationship this season. But I would probably, if I would say I was, I would probably work it in a way where, like, honey, we'll go out and go to dinner or whatever, skip the Super Bowl and make her feel special. But I don't really care about the Super Bowl.
Ooh, I like this. So
that would make her feel very special. Al, you're right.
Al brings the counterpoint that if you're just a fan of a team that is devastated, because whether maybe
so every Bears fan could spend
well, but see, go out. Bears fans were not so devastated. But Al, he's a Chiefs fan. They were on the precipice. It felt like they were a half after the first half. Al was probably like thinking, okay, where am I going to spend the Super Bowl?
I got
the Chiefs who are going for their second Super Bowl in 3 years. He's already making the plans in his head, right? And then things fell apart. So now he's devastated. Maybe that's the sports fan Maybe that does
that
exist.
That is the one. That is the person that... Al, I'm so glad you called and proved my point.
For all the Chiefs and 49ers fans who are out there, maybe they're the ones who are celebrating Valentine's Day on Sunday this
there
year.
There we go.
All right.
Right. Maybe, ignoring that it's happening without them.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo is
out
spending
with,
Valentine's Day somewhere, not
with whoever
watching
his
the Super
significant
Bowl.
Other is this year.
Maybe Kyle Shanahan's like, I'm not watching the Super Bowl this year. I'm done.
I'm so, celebrating Valentine's Day.
So maybe I'm coming around a little bit, Dan. Maybe
I
the
like
person
it. See,
does
it's
exist.
It's not crazy. It's not crazy talk.
All right. 312-332-3776. Again, plenty of Super Bowl conversation. We had an NBA trade deadline that was very eventful. So much to get to. The Bears offensive coordinator Luke Getsy spoke.
Yeah.
We want to play a little bit of that for you coming up next hour. Lots to do here on ESPN 1000. She's Deion Miller. I'm Jeff Meller. This is ESPN 1000.